From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to study the Word of God. And I do thank the Lord for your presence there by the radio or the computer or your telephone or however you might be listening to the program today. And I'm so thankful for the fact that over the recent weeks and months, we have been receiving more and more response to our radio programs. And we give God the praise for that because that means that God is using these broadcasts in the life of those who listen. And so we thank the Lord for the privilege of bringing you this radio program, the Living Truth Broadcast, every day, 5 days a week on this radio station. And I would encourage you to pray for this radio station, to support it financially, but also pray for us as we bring these messages to you day in and day out. And pray that God will use the program, number one, to bring people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and secondly, to enable Christians to grow in Christ, but ultimately, pray that God will use these programs to exalt and glorify His own name. This week, we are looking at the topic, the unchangeable quality of Jesus Christ. And our text throughout the course of this week is going to be one small verse, but it has a tremendously large, major message. And it's Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 that says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. And we introduced this verse yesterday, and I mentioned that it's important that we take heed to those first two words, Jesus Christ, because that reminds us that Jesus Christ is 100% God, 100% man, as Jesus is his human name that links him to humanity, and it means Jehovah is my salvation, and Christ is the word for Messiah that is the divine name for our Savior, and obviously links him with deity, with God. Yes, indeed, Jesus Christ is 100% God and 100% man. But let's begin to look at this phrase, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. As Jesus Christ always was in eternity past, he is and will remain the same in eternity future. And that means we can depend upon him. That means that we can have confidence in him. That means that we can have the assurance that he is always going to be there dealing with us, leading us, guiding us, directing us, even as he always has, because he will never change. Thank the Lord that he is the God of this universe who is ever the same. Stop to think about that, because we are living in a day of change. Sometimes you don't know what you can expect from one day to another. And many of you understand that. You go to work, you don't know what to expect from one day to another. Sometimes people will even go to their church and not know what to expect from one Sunday to another. But that's not the case with Jesus. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, we're going to be looking today at the essence of that statement. The essence of the statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And by the essence of that statement, I mean this, and I want you to listen to this carefully. Jesus Christ, the changeless Savior, is to be the composition of every pulpit and the confidence of every person. Did you hear that? You might want to write it down. I don't know if you make notes in your Bible or not. I have done that forever. I've worn out so many Bibles, and one of the reasons is because I make notes and I put marks in my Bible to help me to remember certain things. Well, here is a statement that I would encourage you to write down somewhere, if not in the leaf of your Bible or beside Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. And that is the fact that Jesus Christ, the changeless Savior, is to be the composition of every pulpit and the confidence of every person. What do I mean by that? First of all, Jesus Christ should be the composition of every pulpit. When I'm talking about the pulpit, I think you understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the sacred desk from which the Word of God is to be preached in churches across the nation and around the world. Jesus Christ is to be the theme of every pulpit. Now you say, well, Pastor Gary, what about the Old Testament teachings? And what about Genesis? And what about the Psalms? And what about the prophetic as well as the poetic books? Well, keep in mind one particular thing, ladies and gentlemen, and that is this. Jesus Christ is the theme of the entire Word of God. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, this book that we call the Bible is all about Jesus Christ, the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. And so no matter what verse of Scripture we are studying, in one way, shape, or form, it is tied into who Jesus is. Whether it's tied into him prophetically, or tied into him historically, or tied into him poetically, or tied into him as it relates to the Gospels or the Epistles, this book that I hold in my hand, the Bible, is about Jesus Christ. And when it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, who was there? Well, it was Jesus Christ, because the Bible teaches us that he is the one who is the creator of all things. And then when you come to the end of the Bible and you go to Revelation chapter 22:21, when it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, amen, who is there? It's Jesus. Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end, and everything in between as it relates to the Bible. And that's why the pulpit needs to major on Jesus. That's why the name Jesus is to be the composition of every pulpit. Because you see, there is no other God, there is no other Savior, there is no other potentate, there is no other Lord. His name is Jesus. And it must grieve the heart of God, beloved, when a lot of the churches that have become liberal and don't believe the Word of God and don't teach the Word of God, it must grieve the heart of God when a pulpit that has been designated or designed to preach Jesus Christ does not preach Jesus Christ anymore. I trust that the church that you go to is centered around the Word of God, is centered around Jesus Christ. If you go to a church where the Word of God is not that which is preached, then you need to look for another church where the Word of God is preached. Remember, Jesus Christ is the living Word, and the Bible is the written Word, and that's why the name Christ must be the composition of every pulpit. But not only that, the name of Jesus Christ and the person of Jesus Christ is to be the confidence of every person. And I'm talking about every person. I'm talking about even those who don't know the Lord. The fact of the matter is, those who don't know the Lord need to come to know the Lord. And that's why you and I who know Jesus Christ as Savior should be evangelistically sharing Jesus Christ with those who are lost. We need to be doing that. But you see, the reason why Jesus is to be the confidence of every person is because Jesus Christ always saves. He saves whosoever will call upon his name. He always secures. He gives eternal security to those who have called upon his name. He always guides, which means it's the Lord Jesus Christ who will guide us throughout our life. He always delivers us through the storms and the difficulties and the trials and the temptations of life. Jesus Christ should be the confidence of every person, particularly the confidence of every Christian. And so I want to ask you today, number one, does the church you attend have a pulpit that its very composition is all about Jesus Christ and who he is? If it is, praise God. If it isn't, look for a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And if you happen to be a pastor, let me ask you, do you preach the unadulterated Word of God? Do you preach the whole counsel of God's Word? If you do, then your preaching ministry will be centered upon Jesus Christ. But not only that, but Jesus Christ is to be the confidence of every person. Can you say today, beloved, that Jesus is your confidence because you've trusted him as Savior and you are trusting him throughout the various trials and circumstances of life? The essence of this statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, as found in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, is the fact that Jesus Christ is to be number one. Number one in our lives. Number one in our churches. Number one in the universe, because he is the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study as we look at the effect of this statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we continue our study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And for that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.